Eccleston, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 p.m. we celebrate the incredibly talented young musicians from right here in our community. Sophie Oley joins us today. She's an oboist playing with the Metropolitan Youth Symphony and studies with Karen Wagner of the Oregon Symphony. We'll, of course, talk about the oboe and music and plans after high school and a little bit about the student-led ensemble that she is a part of and a really interesting fact about her father, who is also a musician. The oboe is a unique instrument, and, you know, I'm a flute player and I dabble in clarinet, but the oboe is one of those instruments that you have to have a private teacher from the beginning.
I agree.
Yeah. How did it start for you? Is the oboe your first instrument?
Yes, technically I would say yes. We were doing online band, mm-hmm. and there was like a spreadsheet or like a Google Doc, and I was just going to sign up for flute because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's...
Because, duh,
yeah,
it's the
obviously
flute.
It's a great instrument. But there were like 20 people who had already signed up, and I was like, I want to be different. And I remember my band teacher saying something like, oh, oboe and bassoon are the hardest instruments. So I was like, how hard can it really be?
Right.
Yeah.
And then you found out.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess since I don't play many other instruments other than oboe, I don't have anything to compare it to.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I've had a couple of chances of hearing you play, and you're a beautiful player and a musical player. And where did that come from? I mean, you can be an instrumentalist and mm-hmm. be good at playing an instrument, but you also have musicality, which comes from someplace else. So where did that come from?
I think I just try to apply like my experiences from life and showcase that through my music. I mean, when Karen tells me, play more musically, she literally mentioned this the other day, like, it just comes out more musical when I say it. So I guess I just think that in my head. When I play music, I am expressing myself through that. And I just like pouring myself through music. So I think the musicality comes from myself, from within.
From within. Mm. Do you have any music in your family? Is there any influence there?
Yeah, my dad was a percussionist in PYP when he was my age. Yeah.
Your dad is from here?
Yes.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. pretty darn
yeah.
cool.
He actually went to Oberlin Conservatory for a year. He still plays in the Portland concert band and community bands. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Yes. It was funny. When I first joined MYS, uh-huh. we were driving to my like first rehearsal. I played a season before last season. I played the spring term mm-hmm. with Peyton as the conductor. I think Jeffrey Peyton. And he was asking me on the way, he was like, do you know who your conductor is? And I was like, I don't think so. And he was like, oh, yeah, he's my old colleague. And I was like, what? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. Did you grow up watching him perform or hearing
yes,
him practice?
Yes. He would also, he kind of has like him and his friends have a band and they would play like at our house during 4th of July.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
What's next for you? Have any solo concerts coming up or anything of that sort?
I'm in the Pacific Rose Ensemble, which is a student-led and student-founded group by mostly PYP and MYS students.
Wow.
And we're just starting our third concert of the year, kind of like program. And we're going to be playing Dvorak's Serenade for Winds and Mozart's Violin Concerto. I'm really excited for that.
Who's running this?
Right now I think it's Gavin, a cellist from MYS, yeah.
That's
before that, it was Amir, one of our first violinists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
it like being an ensemble that's student-led?
It's really great, actually, because rehearsals sometimes don't always feel like rehearsal, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it just feels really inspiring. And then I kind of admire everyone in the group because they all have the same love for music that I do.
Yeah.
And it just feels so real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's a really fun piece called Ita Pevi by Fabio Dantello. If you're just tuning in, my name is Adam Eccleston. I'm joined here with Sophie Oley. She is an oboist And actually, we know each other because she's in one of my ensembles at the Metropolitan Youth Symphony. She's also in the orchestra, and she just does a lot of different really cool musical things. We just found out a really interesting fact about her father, who's also a musician on the side, and he was actually part of PYP, the Portland Youth Philharmonic. You're now a junior in high school. College is kind of around the corner. You know, mm-hmm. I ask everyone this question that's in high school, because you know, this time of the year, it's a lot of your mind. It's a lot of your mind. Because next year is going to come around in a heartbeat, and then you got to start applications and looking at schools and all this different things. What are you thinking about you doing? Do you want to take a gap year, or do you think you go straight into college?
I think I will go straight into college.
What are you going to do in college?
For most of my high school career, I was heavily considering dentistry, but over the past like 6 months, I'd say since the summer started, I got into music way more, and it's something that I really want to do in my life. We'll see if I intend to do it professionally or if I just keep it as a hobby, but over the past couple months, I've really been, you know, going down the professional route, I'd say, like really practicing every day and joining more and more ensembles. I'm still kind of undecided though.
And you know, whatever you decide to do, I know in my heart you're going to be amazing at it and you're going to make a difference in the world. So my final question, one that I ask all the guests, I get so inspired by the variety of answers I get. So here it is. What does music mean to you, Sophie?
I think music is like everything to me. I don't know how to describe it, but I listen to it all the time. I love playing it. I just use it to describe what I'm going through, I guess. It's what I go to if I'm feeling down or feeling happy even. It helps me connect with my friends. It helps me make friends. And it's just the center of my life.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
To learn more about 16-year-old oboist Sophie Oley, visit allclassical.org. There you can explore our archive of interviews. On Deck is available as a podcast, so please don't forget to subscribe. I'm Adam Eccleston, and thank you for joining me. I hope you'll come back next Saturday at 5 p.m. for another episode of On Deck with Young Musicians.